late in the afternoon, sometimes around 5:30, we had a father show up and advise us that his daughter had been taken out of her car on a county road here near Caldwell. And she had contacted them by cell phone saying that an acquaintance, a man that she had known before, had taken her and put him in the truck with her, and they were driving around. And she said that they were on Farm to Market 2000. And the father seemed pretty concerned, and it seemed to be against the girl's will, so we initiated a search for the vehicle.
Something that's unclear from the release is, so was this man an acquaintance, or was it actually her boyfriend?
Well, they had been boyfriend, girlfriend, I think, and she was ready to break it off, or I think that was the intent. And I guess maybe he wasn't ready.
Did he know when she called her father, or was it kind of like she just called and put the phone down under the seat or something?
Well, actually, I think she was texting her brother, and her brother was with her father. And so at that point in time, they were at the sheriff's office, and we were able to see it. So, you know, we were pretty convinced that there was something wrong here. So, enough that we wanted to find the vehicle as soon as we could.
Now, I've made a map earlier with some of the roads that are given in the release, and it looks to me like the distance they traveled total was only about a distance you would go in 45 minutes. Is that about right, or why did it take them 5 hours?
Well, and the distance was greater than you'd imagine because, as it looks in retrospect, they probably went from near Caldwell up Farm to Markets, then a county road that joins Milam County roads on the backside into Gauze, and then from there close to Hearn, back on 50 down to an oil well pad somewhere off of 50. And that's the best information we've had now after interviews and everything. They remained on the oil well pad for maybe 2 hours or longer. And the girl was, you know, afraid for her life because he was armed. And she was able to text until her phone quit, I think. I guess the battery gave out. And then later in the afternoon, there was quite a few police units looking up and down 50 on oil well pads because we had that little bit of information. However, there's a great number of oil well pads up and down 50 between Highway 21 at the Brazos River and Highway 79. So there's considerable mileage there with lots of locations. And to compound the matter, you had tall corn crops now that are big enough that were hiding some of the locations. So it's difficult to see without stopping and actually getting into some of those.
You mentioned that she was afraid for her life. So did he have more than one weapon or just the rifle that he ended up committing suicide with?
No, the rifle is the only weapon we found, but it was a 30-30, you know, high-powered rifle.
How did she escape out of his truck?
When they discovered them, they found them on Highway 50. DPS units got behind them, and pretty quick that collected more units. And so you had several patrol vehicles with their overhead lights activated, and he called dispatch in Caldwell and said he was not going to stop, that he was taking her home, and he wouldn't stop until he got her home, and then he had nothing to lose.
So basically he let her out at home?
That might have been his intentions. That's not exactly how it happened. He was pursued by police into Burleson County, back down Farm to Market Road, then a county road, but his tires were spiked at the county road, and from there his pace slowed down until it was barely a fast walk, at which point, close to her home, the girl hit the door handle and jumped out. And with police right behind them, they recovered her right quick.
When you say it's a pursuit, was it high speed at any point?
No, actually, he wasn't running high speed. He was driving 55, 60 miles an hour, but he refused to stop.
So probably less dangerous than it could have been.
Up to then, however, by the time the girl was able to escape, she was afraid for her life. because he still had the weapon there. And he had already declared he had nothing to lose. So, you know, we were a little apprehensive about her safety. And once she got out of the vehicle, well, then he took his own life. And then the vehicle was still in gear, went up into the brush, and that's where we recovered everything.
And this might be a morbid question, but it seems kind of difficult to do that with a rifle. Did he have to use his foot or something?
No. He had it upside down. It was a 30-30 rifle, which has a fairly short barrel. And she even said that the barrel was pointed up at his chest, and the trigger guard was up. So it would have been easy to do.
Would you please tell me a little bit, too, for people not very aware of the area, kind of, you know, where she was first taken from, what is nearby there, and then kind of, was it just outside of Caldwell where you ended up catching them, or?
Where it started from was County Road 205, between Cook's Point and Caldwell, and that's where it ended. Closer to Cook's Point than Caldwell is where it ended.
So it ended in almost the same place where it started?
Now, there was a few miles difference, but it was the same county road.
Is there anything else that you feel is important for people to understand, or any other details that we need to know?
You know, this took a lot of time with a lot of police units. There was DPS, Brazos County deputies, Burleson County deputies. There were constables involved, a Texas Ranger. And so with all of that going on, I mean, there was a lot of activity taking place in 2 and 3, 4 counties.
Do you happen to know any of the details about how he took her, or ways that people could prevent being kidnapped by someone?
Well, this was someone that she knew, and he basically blocked her way on a narrow county road, and then got out and took her from the vehicle, and they left hers there without the keys, but her purse still in it, which, you know, gave us greater concern. So how would you prevent that? I don't know. That's difficult, especially if it's somebody you know and yeah. And maybe have had a previous relationship with. So
it seems like she was pretty wise texting y'all real quick, huh?
I think so. I think she tried to do what she could, but she was scared for her life, too.